This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Juz 11, we continue with Surah Tawbah, the most beautiful ayat of Surah Tawbah, ayah number 100, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only praises those who came into Islam first, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrated His incredible rahmah, His incredible mercy for all of us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sabiquna al-awwaluna min al-muhajirina wal-ansari wal-ladhina attaba'uhum bi-ihsanin radiyallahu anhum wa radwan wa-a'adda lahum jannatin tajiri tahtaha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada dhalika al-fawzul azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun and the Ansar, and also those, وَاتَّبَعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, this is the demonstration of the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who could have ended this ayah by praising those who deserve the praise, which is the Muhajirun and the Ansar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His mercy, left the door open for anyone who wants to follow the Muhajirun and the Ansar, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, into Jannah, into those with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. So Allah said, and the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun and the Ansar, and also those who followed them exactly in faith. وَاتَّبَعْهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is well pleased with them and they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow, which is Jannah, to dwell therein forever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. That is supreme success. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this supreme success and to keep us in that and in the company of these beautiful people, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come to the end of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, two beautiful ayat. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, verily there has come unto you a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst yourselves, meaning that you know him well. It grieves him that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He worries about you, he's concerned about you. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is anxious over you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is anxious over you, that you should be rightly guided, and that you should be forgiven. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern for us. And for the believers, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of pity and kindness and merciful. But if they turn away, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. La ilaha illa hu. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah, except Him. In Him wa alayhi tawakkaltu. And in Him I put my complete trust. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. And He is the Rabb of the mighty throne of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An ayat of great magnificence, an ayat of such power and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us among those who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worried about and with whom and for whom He made dua, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ensure that we do not do anything ever which goes contrary to this expectation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we should be among those who are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.